new leader program will be coming out now at the start of next year, probably somewhere in the region of 10 to 12 million will be coming into the county. The 25% that community groups have to put up is becoming very, very difficult for particularly smaller community groups to come up with. There has been a change in this new leader program where the business end of it, they are changed. So businesses that are applying to leader can now get a 25% instead of 50%. But community groups, in my mind, should be 10%, because you have a lot of small community groups all around Donegal that are struggling with projects, and particularly with the cost increase in projects now. You know, you need to be applying for 50, 60, 70, 80, 100,000. You know, even small projects now, it takes that kind of money to deliver them. And if you have a small community group, that's a substantial amount of money, 25,000 to raise within a local community. If that should be changed to 90%, it would make it a lot easier for the smaller groups to be able to access money and be access that and do particularly work in their own local community. Because at the moment we're struggling with smaller groups accessing the leader programme, and I think if that was changed, that would make a massive difference.
Minister Heather Humphreys was in Donegal just a few short weeks ago. She sang the praise of leader, she sang the praise of community groups in Donegal and stressed the importance of community groups, particularly in rural counties such as this one. Do you believe on this issue you're pushing an open door?
Yeah, well, I think we're pushing this from an LCDC level, and we're also discussing it today at the National MD meeting. We have fantastic, you know, partnerships here in Donegal, the DLDC, and he's shown development partners here in Inishowen, Udras and Cornanillin. They're all part of the leader project here in this county. And, you know, we're all feeling the same problem is happening all over Donegal, where small groups are struggling to survive. They're struggling to get money. The red tape is enormous now in doing application processes. But the big obstacle is funding, and the big obstacle is match funding. And, you know, I think it's within the gift of the minister to change this. It has been changed, as I said, for one element of the leader programme, and there's no reason that it can't be changed for the community sector either.